Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now let us, he will, and he will, know when you, and you, you will. Makes it right.
Still drivers.
That's good.
I know. And I know it makes her heart feel good to know that because of her, that song's actually played on a radio station.
Really?
They don't even probably play this on like religious stations probably anymore. Because, you know, it's more like contemporary stuff. Let's see if she agrees with me. Folks, it's the birthday girl. It's my mama, Mary.
Happy birthday.
Should be.
Mama?
Hey, baby.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hey, baby. It's the first time I'm saying that to you, because Fat Boy called you to get you on hold here.
Yeah. Well, see, I didn't even say it first, because I wanted you to do it.
Oh, sweetie, you thank you.
I don't want to take it.
Well, do you feel any older?
No.
That's good.
No
shit. Oh, yep.
Got to find out about midday, which for you would be about 4 p.m. I'm just messing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about something that is very intriguing to me, Mother. I was going to do a fun little thing here where I was going to alert you to things that maybe happened the year that you were born, or to see if you even realized or whatever. But before even that, I found this, and I don't know if you know this or not, because this is a big mystery. The year that, and we won't say the year, because I know, you know, you don't want to say your age, unless you want to say your age.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I said 29. So.
What year?
No, the
age. Not 1929. My goodness.
I meant the age.
Lord.
Boy.
No.
That's my fault.
No, he said 29 years old is what he was guessing.
That's close a bit.
Well, I mean, if she was born, God, I can't believe you're so. I mean, heck. Hey, listen to me, heck.
I know.
It's your birthday. I mean, it's your. How do you? If you want to say it, you say it. I thought this is a trick. It's a test to see if I'll say it. And then, like, Matthew, why'd you say it? How old are you today, Mother?
How old am I?
Yes, ma'am.
73.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
It's almost a big
happy
one.
Happy birthday.
Almost. Shoot. Yep. Anything past 70 is a good one.
That's very true.
It's a big one. Heck yeah. I mean, we had a nice Christmas. It didn't snow, but then again, aren't you glad it didn't?
Yeah.
Because that would screw up everything.
It wasn't supposed to snow today.
Well, no, but like maybe Friday. Maybe some of the snow.
Yeah. Over the weekend.
She's about to have a nice birthday dinner.
I don't want the power to go off.
Oh, no. No. We've had enough of that stuff.
Oh, Mary, tell me about the comforter set that you got for Matthew.
Oh, Paige.
I want to know. What color is it?
He didn't get a whole set. He just got a comforter.
A comforter.
I told him to order it, and I'd pay for it, and he just got a green comforter.
It's not just the green. I tell Paige it is made of some chenille. I don't know what it is. Captain and
probably
chenille?
Some kind of polyester.
Oh, it's so
it's a dark green. It's pretty.
It's so soft, and you probably won't like me saying this, but I slept naked in it the other night, Mom, and it's so soft.
It
was so soft. I loved it.
Look what I did.
I would have got a Cheetos Snuggie, so that's a good pick.
What?
You see them at Walmart, the Cheetos Snuggie.
Oh, my God.
That's what I would have picked.
Do they smell like Cheetos?
God, I hope so. They would after I wore it.
You get a out of Mary. Oh, man.
It might snow this weekend, right?
I mean, well, that's what I was saying, Friday. But then again, we get all worked up about that, and, you know. Half of us want it to happen.
I still hope the power doesn't go off. That's I have problems when the power goes off. My oxygen goes off.
Well, yes. But, I mean, we have backups. I mean, she has backups.
Have the big tanks, but I still don't like it.
She's got, like, the big tanks where, like, I'm glad we don't have any, like, cousins or whatever that, like, huff stuff. I feel like they'd be in there trying to hit her oxygen. You understand?
No.
Okay. That's
fine. Oh, okay. I thought she had the machine. Where it's just
she
got
does,
the...
but when she's okay. Like on the go, she has this cool little backpack.
Oh, I've seen those. Yeah.
Yeah, but when the oxygen goes off, my machine goes off, I have to pull out the big tank.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. You have the tank. So there's like, you will live through that. I mean, there's, you know, now for those tanks, if we run out of those, but I've got an underground bunker full of them. Nice. I have no food, but we got oxygen tanks.
We know a guy who knows tanks.
Yes. Yes, we do. We know a guy who's actually doing something similar to that, the opposite way. So here's what I was saying, Mom. So you've already announced you're 73. So quick math on that would say, who can get it first? She's 73. What year was she born? Da-da-da-da-da-da. Who's going to get it? Is it Paige or is it Fatboy?
Oh, hang on.
Is it the guy who's in college for 19 years or the girl who's got 4 college degrees?
I'll get it for shooting.
Fire. It's 2025. She was born in 1952.
Look. I was at 55. I had to take off the 3. 52.
Boom! Fatboy wins.
Had to go
well,
on the
you
fingers.
Said it, Matthew.
Oh, I didn't.
I was too busy
yes,
counting.
You did.
Well, either way, they didn't even realize that I'd even said the answer.
I really
you
didn't.
You said 52.
Okay.
I was counting on my fingers like a dummy.
I was just watching you count.
He was sitting there doing spirit fingers. I'm like, he's calculating. Amazed.
I kept going backwards every 10 years. I'm like...
So, Mama, when I Googled the 1952, the year you were born, the first thing it says on Wikipedia is that it's a leap year.
It's a leap year?
Yeah. The 1952 is a leap year.
I didn't know that. Well, I'm not this old.
I mean, for real.
Wait a minute, though. Does that get... But when
a leap year starting on Tuesday is any year with 366 days that begins on a Tuesday.
Is that every other year?
That's
never 4 years. It's a leap year.
It's like the Olympics. Yeah, or like a presidential. What is with the fours on that?
So she had a birthday every 4 years, I guess.
So, yeah. So, like, now who can do the quick math? 70. How old are you? 73 divided by 4.
Yeah.
It's 24.
I was close when I said 29, so.
24.
20? No, that's not right.
24 would be 72.
That's 3. We're dividing it by 4. You're not 96.
No. Well, 18. Nobody told me nothing about it.
Well, is Wikipedia lying?
Yeah.
Is this, for real, Wikipedia / 1952 is a leap year. How about that?
Huh.
So what is her sign?
She don't believe in that.
Oh, okay.
Capricorn.
Oh, that's a good one.
What? Why?
Yeah. It just sounds. Isn't there
like with that though, Mom? I've told the story for years ago about how when we'd go to the Pizza Hut, you know, with the set down Pac Man over there in Berea, and that they'd have those scrolls that had the. You'd put a quarter in or whatever, and you'd get your horoscope out, and you vehemently would not let me buy those.
I don't even remember going to Pizza Hut.
Yeah, what? The Wild Cedar Lane Road?
Well, I might have gone.
That's where all my T-Bay.
T-Bay. 73, remember? I can't remember everything.
You know, listen, she remembers... don't sell yourself short, Mother. We had this conversation the other night over at Brenda's house about how you remember, even the young kids were saying, wow, you remembered my birthday when my mom didn't. I'm not going to mention names, but that was a real conversation at a family member's home. My mom remembered before the kid's mother did. Yeah.
Do you know as a Capricorn, your lucky color is gray?
Gray.
Yeah, and it says your lucky number is 4.
Oh.
Huh.
I've always thought of my number being 7, but that was because that's the number I was born on.
Oh, the 7th. Oh, well, that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
Mine's also 7.
That's a real popular in European culture.
What?
Like, that's a lucky number, 7. Any combination of 7.
Well, lucky 7, I think. But, like, when I played baseball, I was number 7, and then when I played football, I was 77. So I guess that was...
Yeah, 7s are lucky.
And plus, that's like a... Isn't that the sign of Christ? Is 777?
Is it?
That's completion.
Completion, yeah. Okay.
I knew she knew.
Yeah.
You'd come here with a half a fact.
What is 888? It's toll free. Did you like that one, Mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. I didn't get a out of you.
The symbol's a sea goat. It's a goat with a fish tail.
Oh, we don't believe in this.
A goat with a fish tail.
Yeah, that's what the Capricorn sign is.
My gosh.
It's weird looking.
Who knew?
Oh, I didn't. I know it was a goat head, but I didn't know what the answer
Oh, Lord. Was. The goat head. That's not good.
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because that's a sign of old Baphomet, the devil.
Well, not all of them are.
Goat head, but when you say specifically goat head, that means, right? I don't know.
We got to write this down because we mentioned something the other day about the Bible that we were going to ask.
Oh, I can tell you exactly what it was.
Oh, you remember?
But she won't like it. It's fine. Mom, it's nothing sacrilege. It's just, I will briefly say it and then you'll be like, thank you, baby, for not mentioning it all the way. Remember the thing about the intermingling of tribes and the emissions of donkeys?
What?
I know. It's best. It was something that taken out of context, but sounds very graphic in terms.
Well, I don't want to hear it.
I know. That's why I was being nice.
I didn't either, but it was
biblical. I read the whole Bible verse on the radio, and people are like, wow, that's really in there. It was like, you know, remember there were giants in those days and also dudes hung like donkeys. Yeah, I know. All right, I love you with all my heart. I truly do. You know that, and we will be doing lunch here, and whenever you, I know it's not your lunchtime, but we're just celebrating breakfast with you right now, probably. Okay. But you know what I'm saying? I will call you after the show, and we'll do lunch and all that. Okay.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you, Paige. Thank you, Fat Boy.
See, I think it's the first time she's ever called you Fat Boy.
I love it.
Good.
I think I need to supervise lunch, by the way.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, where would you go?
Bring a credit card. Okay. All right. I love you, Mama.
Love you, baby.
All right. Bye-bye.
Aww.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh. But no. Let it go.
Got a nice bye-bye.
She, you have to hang up on her. Hang up on her. Do it. Come on, man.
You can do it.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
Okay. Because I feel like she won't, especially when I'm driving and she calls, she won't hang up. And when you're driving, you hope the other person will hang up so you ain't got to do the whole thing. And I feel like she's listening to hear me say, my God, what is she talking about? You know, she'll eavesdrop per se. Oh, my God. No, she's not still there.
She's not there.
What is showing that she is, dude? I don't think
she's there.
Hang up. You jerk. Oh, my God.
She would have said something if she was there.
No, I'm telling you, I've watched it. I thought one time that I didn't say anything bad. I just kept driving. And then all of a sudden.
Oh, something happened.
It was in the, you know, it's broad, what is the word I'm looking for? Bluetooth in or whatever. And I'm driving down the road and all of a sudden. You still there? I'm like, oh, wow. Where did you just come from?
You got scared.
I'm telling you, I hopped in my seat like, Mom. She's like, well, they said you were still there. And it literally like,
hey, baby.
Hey, Mom. It was like when you drive over like a dead possum or something. I always lift my feet up a little bit for some reason. It like popped me in the chair because it like. It's like, oh my God, you scared me.
Well, she didn't catch you singing some terrible lyrics or
saying something bad about her, which I would never in a million years do. She's still there? I'm just kidding. All right. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, previous segment where it's still a developing thing. And if we hear anything about that, we will. The thing about the undercover, whatever that was, at the big box retailer locally.
Yeah, that was...
Obviously, we can't take any kind of pontification calls about that because that's a very serious allegation.
No, I can't tell you where to watch it either.
Nope. What you can tell us, if, as you said, you already wanted to, an update about the situation with your father who passed away on Friday.
Yeah, all this stuff happens quick.
Don't say that.
I mean, really, I'm talking about the process after.
Oh, okay.
As far as like, you know, who's going where, what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I kind of wrapped it up yesterday.
Okay. All right.
We will we'll get into that and more. It is the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning. It is 9:33. I normally don't say the time.
I know.
I just saw the radio station numbers on there for our home station here in Greenville, and I was like, oh, 9:33.
I got to get a drop of Mary saying, I don't want to hear it.
I don't.
She said it good a few times.
I don't want to hear it. It was in Ezekiel. A book in the Bible.
I won't hear the emissions. As soon as you said the emissions of donkeys.
What?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I'll have to look it up now. Because that's one thing I hate. And I know years of having listened to radio shows, that's the worst thing is when somebody brings something up and then they just leave you hanging because they can't further on expound upon what they were even talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Now, I also don't want... Wait a minute. I also don't want that in this segment either.
Oh, no. I got a lot of help yesterday from people that were texting in. And
do you want to back sell for those that maybe missed it?
Yeah. So my dad passed away Friday. I got the call, and then I had to decide what was going to happen. You know, the doctor calls, he passed away. Well, the first doctor call was, you know, you're the next of kin. What do we do? If we can't revive him again, I said, you know, use your best judgment. He calls me an hour later. He had passed. Oh. Another hour later, the hospital calls with arrangements. Say, what do you want to do? Can't keep him. Got to take him somewhere. She gave me a recommendation. Everybody was nice. Then, you know, they take him to the funeral home. The funeral home calls and says, look, the cheapest cremation, what we do, you know, probably about $1,500.
And also definitely mention the fact that you guys were absolutely not close and because of various reasons, and also
there was no
your son who's 20 had never even met him, and
no
you guys
relationship
lived in the same county.
Really? Oh yeah. My gosh,
none. There was no relationship at all. So I hadn't talked to my dad in a couple weeks. When I got the call that he was in the hospital, I got it from my mom first that they were calling her, which I don't know how they got with her, but you know,
big mama.
Then it trickled down to me. So that's kind of where we were at the funeral home. I was supposed to meet him yesterday. And they wanted the $1,500 to cremate him. Look, great people. I get it. You got to make money. It's a business. They were nice about the whole situation. They asked about, you know, sorry for my loss first, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
I reached out to, I had heard the coroner's office might, in some counties, might offer some kind of process of like a cremation if you sign the body over. So I reached out. They said, we don't do that here, but we could put you in contact with somebody who can help you out. So they got me in touch with the fine people at the Anatomy Foundation. And I filled out a donor packet. So that's the route I went. I'm going to donate his body. They're like,
see, I think that should be like is equally important to, I mean, it's like that third option you don't really think about, I suppose, you know, other than being put in the ground, being cremated, or, you know, what? Yeah. If it's down the road.
Well, I didn't want to get my hopes up because.
Sure.
When he was asking me the questions, like, how did he pass away and did he have any other afflictions? I'm like, oh, they're not going to take him because he had a stroke. Half of his body was paralyzed and he's only got half of a bird finger on his left hand. I was like, they ain't going to take him. What are they going to do with him?
And also, if you didn't hear this segment yesterday, it was in hour four of yesterday's podcast. And I highly encourage you to listen to it just to give you more backstory on the relationship and why it seems Fat Boy is so nonchalant about this.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to say nonchalant, but.
Well, I kind of am, but I mean, that's kind of what it
turned into. I don't want to speak for you concerning things like that.
That's what it kind of turned into, the relationship. So that's all wrapped up, and the process was quick. If you look at from Friday till about yesterday at about lunchtime,
yeah,
it was all done as far as, you know.
Seem to be in a much better place today.
Yeah, it's like it's a burden lifted because I was getting bitter if I was going to have to pay for it.
Yeah,
when we weren't even, you know. But luckily, you know, the coroner's office, you know, had those people reach out to me. Great people. They're going to take them. I'll get his ashes in about 8 months, and I'll figure out what to do with him then. But
can I ask this? Is sure. that something where it will be used in research?
From what I understand, they have the bodies, and then they try to match them with whatever programs.
Yeah.
You know, research, and, you know, I had to sign stuff saying, you know, tissue samples could be taken, this, that, and the other. I almost filled out the wrong damn one for me.
What?
Oh, no.
It was like a self kit. I'm like, oh, I don't want to send. I almost sent in the wrong form. So I had to send in as the donor, not for me.
Oh,
well, that's kind of smart, though.
I don't think they would actually. Like, hey, come here. You sign this. Come here.
I accidentally donated myself almost.
No.
Well, most people do that on their driver's license, so.
Well, I'm a donor, but that doesn't mean that they get my whole body.
Well, you should specify which products you want to release.
Well, it is because I'm sitting here saying, like, I don't have any kind of definite. I'm leaning on, like, what is it called when you get burned up real bad at the end? Cremation.
Cremation.
I'm leaning toward that just because of my own. And I have to certainly bring my daughter in on this, too. Like, how do you want it? Because with my father, I feel no closeness to that grave at all.
Yeah.
We changed the flowers out. And, like, honestly speaking, that's the piece for my mother to have there.
We're running out of room anyway to bury people.
So, and I, you know.
So expensive.
And, you know, down the road, three generations from now isn't going to care. So it's going to be one of them old decrepit looking ones. And
They won't really. I mean, you're right. Three generations.
Three generations is the cutoff. Yeah. I can't even tell you where my great grandpa's even buried.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
Why would you know where my great grandpa's buried?
Well, that's a good point.
Uh-huh.
I got a shout out to the people. Mountain View Funeral Home in Pickens. They're great people. They were nice to me the whole way.
First funeral home shout out we've ever done.
I know.
Wow.
They were great throughout the whole process. Well, but
see if they want to come on as a, what do we call them now? Partner. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
He's donated now, man. I had to sign.
I think that's wonderful.
Waivers?
That's actually, hell.
No, you're doing something good. Maybe you can cure something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it bad to say I'm glad I'm not on the hook for $1,500?
No, because that was after, and I'll say this for you and correct me if I'm wrong, after years of animosity and pain for you as his son, it was further pain of that, even one at the end. So, yeah. And it's also kind of makes you realize, like, that third option, again, is to, like, donate. What is this body without your soul? I mean, it's nothing, so.
I even asked him, like, the death benefit, would you guys get that? That's fine. He's like, you only get it if you're a minor kid or a spouse. That's the only death benefit you get.
Huh.
Not everybody gets it just when you die.
Wow.
So that's interesting.
Well, we started with birth, with my mom's birthday. We went with that, talking about Fat Boy. And when we come back, We're going to say happy birthday
or
a second
right after this. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. Break it
down. Live from callrob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people born today, other than my mother, celebrating a birthday, happy birthday, or suck it.
That's right.
By the way, Ezekiel 23:20 is the verse of the day. Ezekiel 23:20.
And Mary reveals she's 73 in case you missed it.
That's right.
Did you want to guess?
Yeah.
We think.
Oh, yes. She's a leap year baby. Maybe.
We got quite a list. This guy. We'll start with this guy. I think. Maybe.
Bo Dallas. Oh. What?
It says it's John Rich. Does that sound like John Rich?
I didn't know he...
From Big and Rich.
Yeah, I know. I'd never heard this.
I hadn't either. I don't want to kill the vibe. That's kind of what that song's doing. John Rich.
Is he the one that was on Shark Tank that time?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was on The Apprentice.
I can't remember which one was so big, wore the big hat.
Yep.
That's how I'll remember it then.
Rich got the handlebar mustache. Did you see the rest area maybe?
Yeah.
His pool's a guitar.
Oh, yeah. Nice. 56.
55.
51.
Ooh.
Jonathan Rich. This guy. Star of, God dang it, I forgot
David.
The show. He's in Avengers. He's Hawkeye. Why am I not thinking of the show?
Alan Alda.
It's on Paramount Network. It's a great show. I watch it all the time. Mayor Kingstown. Yeah.
Okay.
Jeremy Renner.
Oh, Jeremy. Oh, man, yeah. Oh, God, what was the great movie that he was a bad guy in that was...
God, SWAT? It was,
spoiler That's what alert. I'm trying to figure out. What's the name of it there?
He played Jeffrey Dahmer in a movie.
God, I can't remember. It was blood curdling how good he was.
Hurt Locker.
Yeah.
Squirt Locker, he was not in.
No, that was Jeremy Wiener was that guy.
I get him mixed up.
That guy.
Yeah. Renner, not winner. 53?
54.
He is 54 years old.
Yeah.
This guy was in Cool Runnings, and he was Cosby's sidekick on the second round of The Cosby Show. Doug E. Doug.
Second round? I did not know. That.
Remember? Yeah, because Mary did one years later, the only Felicia Rashad came back for. He didn't have any kids on it.
Oh. He was probably pissed about that.
He was older. You know, I actually think it was a different take on Cosby. Huh. It might have been like a completely different character.
Is that... Like when they did Sanford and Son and then Lamont got pissed and they just did Sanford for like 2 years and a big white guy came and lived with Fred and it made no sense at all.
You ain't going to call him.
No sense at all.
But two of these, will you sneeze?
I'm going to go flat out 60.
61.
55 for Doug E. Doug. This gentleman does more movies than... You got hair on your head, buddy.
Well, that's not saying much, you know, sadly.
He's been arrested before.
Well, that's not helping.
He almost famously spent most of his money on comic books and various other things. Because he was broke. That's why he does all these movies. The star of Con Air, Cameron Poe himself.
Oh, Nick Cage.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
He was in Renfield.
What a hopeless romantic he is, though. I love the story where, what was the wife? It didn't work out, obviously, but the
Patricia? Las Vegas story?
Patricia Arquette.
Was it Patricia?
He kept trying to woo her forever, and she knew that J.D. Salinger, who wrote Catcher in the Rye, was a famous introvert, like wouldn't leave his house, like scared of going out in public, whatever that's called. And she said, get me a signed copy of that book, and I'll go out with you. And that son of a bitch goes to Sotheby's. It's on auction. It was like $2 or $3 million.
Why would she think he couldn't get it?
Well, I don't know that he was... Well, he's always a Coppola, though.
We gotta have their book.
Nevertheless, I mean, that's ballsy, and I think like that was cool as hell. But also, probably really stupid, too.
He might not have had
and expensive.
Money.
Yeah. Nick Cage. 60's on my mind. I'm going to go 60.
63.
61. Nicolas Cage.
I'm definitely screwed. You don't go backwards on these.
This lady here famously got a colonoscopy live on morning TV.
Initials I've worked best with.
KC.
Karen Carpenter.
She also played a prison guard.
Katie Couric.
Yeah, damn it.
It's Katie Couric. Wow.
How did I know that?
Why did I say Katie?
Gotta be interesting both ways.
You are. Karen Carpenter. Why would I say that? That was a strange pull from the ether, wasn't it?
It really was.
Jeez Louise.
Now you pissed a lot of women off now.
Why? I mean,
you got those Karen Carpenter defenders out there.
After like, all Katie Couric did in her career, and that's going to be like what people remember her by.
Or ask you what internet glory. Is.
Yeah. What is internet? Guy, the cadence, even. I will never forget that.
What's the internet, Am?
What is internet? What is that strange?
Her husband was very sick. That's why she's a proponent for.
Oh, sure, but I'm just saying after all the great things you did, that's the remembering.
She even anchored network news for CBS for a little bit.
Like, look at what Crowbars did for years. They helped us get in to save people and burning cars, but ultimately, yeah. What is it remembered for? Hitting Nancy Kerrigan in the leg.
Which happened an anniversary yesterday.
I know, that's why I thought of that just then.
Katie Couric. Not Couric, where you make your coffee.
I'm going to play off Paige because she's been doing well today.
Oh, gosh.
She's taking too long. 65.
67.
68 years old for Katie Couric. This gentleman's got a birthday today. Tons of songs. I didn't play Danger Zone.
Loggins.
It is Kenny Loggins. I ain't play Footloose.
No,
God, I'm just now picturing that. Danger Zone, Top Gun, Footloose. Uh-huh. I'm all right. Caddyshack.
And does he get... back end on, I mean, I know the record company does, but does he get back end? Do soundtracks get back end money, royalties on syndication play?
I don't know how it works in music. I don't know. Return to Pooh Corner.
You know the record companies are getting it, but do they extend it to the artist?
Where's the groundhog, the animatronic groundhog? That's got to be worth a lot.
Nicolas Cage bought it.
He's got it. It's in my house.
Man, I haven't seen that guy in years, so I have no idea. He's got to be like, if he ain't 80,
doop, 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 doop.
I'm blind as a bat.
Ho, ho. 81.
77 for Kenny Loggins.
I was wrong with that. I will fly away being wrong, will I? Yes, I would.
Happy heavenly birthday. He made up with the cast before he passed away, even though he wrote a book. Dustin Diamond would have been 48 years old today.
Freaking Screech, former guest of the show.
Yep, Screech Powers.
He was in town to perform, I think it was at Comedy Zone.
Yeah, he was doing his comedy tour at the time. I don't remember how he passed away. He had a form of cancer.
Huh.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm glad he made up with people before.
Yeah.
Because he said a lot of bad stuff about his former co-stars.
Yeah. Well, Slater deserved everything he said about him.
He had sex tape, too.
Uh-oh.
He did porn, right?
I think he did for a little bit.
Yeah. God,
we all have.
We've all done it. Don't sit there and act like you haven't. Paige is shuddering right now, thinking of all the ones that she's in.
I haven't done any porn. Well, I take that back.
Oh, God.
I even remember the sequel, Paige 2. I remember that one.
I've never been naked.
Turn the page
in a film.
Over.
but I have taken nude photography, so.
Paging Big Hooters. Paging Big Hooters. All those movies you were in.
She drops his nuggets.
Gosh.
That's the other one she was in, Dropping Nuggets.
Remember the one where it was the FBI cosplay? She told us about that one the other day. Are you the female body inspector?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Turn the page over.
turn the page over.
Well.
Folks, thank you for listening to today's show. It was a category on Jeopardy. It would be potpourri.
Yeah,
it was all over.
Nobody would watch it now because Alex is not with us.
Nope.
Awesome.
What do you think about Colin Jost doing the other Jeopardy?
I think he should be the full-time Jeopardy host. He's pretty good. Ken Jennings is stiffer than a bag of hammers. He really is.
Well, what medicine is he on? Is he friends with Frank Thomas?
He might be. She'll like it, too.
She's going to like it, too. You can get today's podcast by texting podcast 72341, the TLCMotors.com text line. Don't text and drive, and that comes with applicable sales tax or something. I don't forget. Standard data text rate supply. Tomorrow, the battle is back. First time in 2025. Uh-oh. The best damn audio battle. Fatboy versus
gonna be
me.
Good.
I got my work cut out for me. from what I hear.
Who won before the break?
I said I've one clip that I'm going to present tomorrow. I myself have watched 100 times, easily 100, and you will too, and so will she. She'll like it too.
Hopefully,
yeah. It'll be tomorrow. Also, the podcast available on the Audacy app, AUDACY, Google, Spotify, all of them. Go get it. Thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed day. Happy birthday, Mama. And wash your hands. God bless America. It's good.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Audacy app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.